good morning. It is 7:08 on the back to work day for everybody. I still feels like it's Monday. Even though I worked yesterday, it just feels like Monday. And when Melissa Caprillion and her guest walked in the building, I said, whoa, we didn't do till Thursday. What are you talking about? It's Monday. It's actually Thursday. Our Racine Alder, County Board Supervisor, and what other, you have 20 other jobs. Melissa Caprillion is here, but she's not here for the government jobs today. She's here because she brought a guest with her. She has two foreign exchange students living here for the school season, and we've talked to one recently from Belgium. And this is your other foreign exchange student, and I'm going to get the name right. Once I say it once, I'll get it a million times. Asir Ribagorda.
Yeah.
Close?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll go close to that microphone. I want to hear everything you have to say. Okay, and you're from España?
Yeah.
From Spain? And like the way I did that? I didn't say Spain.
That's good.
Like those other Americans do, the ugly Americans. I said España. Where are you from in Spain?
So I'm from a small town on the south of Madrid. Not really far away, like an hour.
Okay.
Give us the name, Asi.
Oh, it's called Navalcarnero. Pretty like old rusty town, you know? Like all the old traditions and all the stuff that you think about when you think of Spain. That's how my town is. Like all the bull runs and all this stuff. That's the kind of things we're doing.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Oh, and here's a little fun fact for those who like to eat in Racine and we love old Madrid.
Yeah.
He came here. Asi came here on his birthday and we went to old Madrid. And I think, oh, you know, how perfect is that? And he's looking over at the wall and he saw the art on the wall and he goes, I think that's from my town.
Oh, wow.
Sure enough, we got up close and it was really reminiscent whether it was or not. But
did you have paella whenever I
Yeah.
Paella. I always remember that from the Seinfeld episode where George Costanza's mom, what am I going to do with all this paella?
We did have that, and it's fun. I think have you been there twice since you've been here?
Yeah,
twice. So he's helped us out.
It's good old Madrid. I love it. Yeah.
And he got to go back and meet the owner, too. We went back in the kitchen, I think, on one of the Fridays, first Fridays or something like that.
Before I pick your brain, Almeria, Spain. You know where Almeria is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the place I want to go to. Do you know what that's famous for?
Please tell us.
Do you know? Do you
know?
Yeah,
he probably knows.
Almeria, Spain is where they made The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, A Fistful of Dollars for a few dollars more, and just about every Italian Western. They call them Italian Western, but they were all made in Almeria, Spain.
Is that so? Did you know that, Asi?
Bad. The thing is, I've been to Almeria once with my family, and when you go to Almeria, you realize that's kind of like if Miami was in Spain, kind of, you know?
Similar to Miami. Okay. Yeah.
Almeria's fame. Anyway, they filmed all those Italian Westerns there with Clint Eastwood in Almeria. That's it. That's my entire knowledge.
These fun facts you have.
Okay. What made you decide to do is this your senior year in high school?
Yeah.
Okay. What made you do your senior year in America?
So when I was back in Spain in my junior year, right? I was pretty much thinking about it because my parents already offered me to go to the United States when I was 14, you know. But I pretty much felt like I was too young, you know. I wasn't going to be able to enjoy it as much. So I thought, let's wait a bit. I passed a few years, and when I was 16, I thought, let's go. I pretty much came because I always liked the culture and all the stuff that that's here. I wanted to see, how different it is actually from the movies. You know, like when you see the movies, like the police with the donuts and, you know, all these chasings.
With the donuts. Don't you love that? America.
I like the big burgers.
Donuts, car chases, and burgers. That's us.
that's pretty much the movie. So I wanted to see, is this really like that? You know, I wanted to know, how accurate is this? So, I just came.
Was it everything you imagined?
It's kind of something, something's not. For example, I feel like the streets, I didn't really think about it, but they're really different.
Our width of our streets struck Asi as being something really odd. They're very wide. So if you think about, you know, our roads and maybe the roads in Europe, there's a lot of difference. And
yet cars are still crossing over the yellow lines.
We don't have enough room.
Yeah, even though it's that big, they're still not driving correctly.
But you talk about big, the size of things. So not only our roads, our vehicles, and
when people come from different countries, they always speak English. Yet people in this country can hardly speak another language. I mean, I told you before we got on the air here, I took 6 years of Spanish, 2 in college, 4 in high school, and I could barely speak a couple of words.
I was impressed by your 2 words. They're very random.
Albondigas, which is meatballs. I don't know how I remember that. And tengo sed, which means I'm thirsty. Tengo meaning me. Tiene would be you.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that's the way you conjugate the verbs. Yeah. Anyway, you like that word? Conjugate the verbs. You like that? That makes you sound like a college graduate. So how did you learn English?
My mom. My mom meets back in Spain, college dean. So she's pretty back position. So when I was 4, I remember, because she wanted me to really hard to learn languages, because she thought like it's going to be really important. So when I was 4, and I was like in my living room, in Spain, it's pretty usual, just like kids watching TV when my parents are like working or something. So I was 4 and my mom came to me and she was like, which language did you want to learn? I was like, probably English. And she came to me, she gave me 10 papers 10 minutes later, and it was 10 English exams. And she was like, we're going to do this every single week until you turn 5.
Hmm.
And that's how I started learning English.
But you know what Asier is really good at, Don, and you think we take it for granted. We speak in a lot of slang, and I was quite impressed, and I had asked where he had picked that up, and a lot through video gaming, because I was quite impressed by his English and that he could pick up sarcasm as well.
What's it to you?
Yeah, what's it to you? And he would get it. His humor, he has it's a lot of English humor as well that, you know, sometimes we say things like, oh, did he get it? He got it. He gets it. And he can give you it right back, too. So,
and we do speak a lot of slang. Even when I'm watching these true crime shows on TV, the police are talking in slang all the time. And if they ever get a suspect who doesn't speak English properly, it's going to go right over their head.
For sure.
And they have to get, now they sell translators on the phone where you can speak into the phone and they show it to the perp.
Yeah.
I got that. You know what a perp is?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good. Do you know what a perp is?
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
The perp?
No.
That's the crook.
Oh, well.
When they take you from your police car to the jail cell, it's called a perp walk. And they don't.
I'm too innocent.
Yeah, right. You know. Anyway, we're going to talk about which high school you go to here.
Harborside. Say my imagery.
Okay, that's in Kenosha.
That is.
Okay.
Harborside Academy.
Hold on, because I want to get your feeling on the high school life here as opposed to high school life where you come from in your hometown. I'm sure. Is it different?
A lot.
Okay, we're going to find out what the difference is coming up in just a moment. Hey, it's 7:16, local news, timeless hits. We've got a partly sunny day on tap today with a high near 30. Becoming clear tonight, low 16. I knew we'd hit winter occasionally. I knew that 50 degrees 2 weeks ago was an anomaly. You know what anomaly is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Do you know, Melissa?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Sunday tomorrow with a high near 24. Saturday sunny with a high near 22. And cloudy on Sunday with a high near 26. Cloudy, 24 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. W-R-J-N. And a good morning. It's 7:19 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. We're talking with Melissa Caprillion, our alder in the, don't tell me, 5th District. And you are the county board supervisor in the, keep going.
There you go.
4th District.
You've started too all
many
the time.
Too many numbers. I got to worry about this. I'm not good at this. Not good at this. But you have 2 foreign exchange students.
I do.
Living with you this year. I can ask them, what made you do that? I'm a very selfish person. I don't want people walking around my house.
Well, it's...
I don't want my wife walking around either. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No. I mean, for multiple of reasons, but one of the main ones is I have space in my house. So why not allow an opportunity for individuals to come and experience a community? I love community, and I love to travel the world as well. I try to be as cultured as I can, but functioning in my everyday world, it's difficult. So if you open your home to those that... live somewhere else in the globe. It allows myself to be more cultured, and also I have an 11-year-old at home. So it gives him an opportunity to as well. And I am a believer that when we have share spaces, we start connecting more. So I feel like I'm forever connected with you, Asier, and I know my son will be as well.
Now, how did you get did they just say, here's who's coming to live with you, or... Did you get to pick from a big picture, like a mugshot of somebody?
Yeah. So there's, I got Asir and Dimitri were, I didn't pick either of them. However, those who sign up to do foreign exchange programs, and if you want to be a host family, you do pick. It's a really weird thing. It's almost like you're looking for an animal at a stray shelter or something. You're like, oh, look at the qualities. Look at the traits. My son has.
Oh, he looks so sad. Yes. I'll take him.
However, Dimitri, he was my first. And Kenosha Unified School District and through Harborside.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how do you get them in the high school? Because they're not registered here.
Yeah, the high schools have so many slots available for foreign exchange students, and the Nacelle Open Door that I go through had Dimitri signed up, and they said that he was in need of a host family, his original one. Something happened and it was an emergency, and I said, okay, I'm willing. And then when I was talking with Nacelle Open Door, they said we have five other students who don't have homes.
When you pick out a puppy, all the others have to stay there. I mean, I hate to put it like, but it's kind of sad that everybody wants to come, but not everybody's got a host family. Not everybody's unselfish like you.
Oh, I would have took all five if I could, but I knew I had another room. So when I was getting interviewed for Dimitri, I said, well, you have other students that need it. I can clear out another room. And so, Don, I have four children, but three of them are out of the house. So that means I had an extra bedroom.
Four kids?
I do.
Oh, wow.
I am. Okay. So I had an extra room. We kind of just shifted and everything. I had my junk room, if you will, or my closet.
Is that where you're living, the junk room?
No.
Oh, okay.
His room was cleaned out, and Dimitri's room was cleaned out. It's my 11-year-old who has to compromise and be in my wardrobe.
Does she make you mow the lawn and everything?
I haven't done it yet. I know Dimitri does.
Rick
Dimitri
leaves.
Has. Asi has not. Uh-huh. But, hey, spring will be coming, and we'll get Asir out there
now,
to help out.
Is there snow in your hometown? Does it snow?
Almost never snows. The only time it actually snowed, it was like 10 feet tall.
10 feet tall. Yeah, the first time it snowed.
10 feet of snow?
Yeah, it was called Filomena. It was like an environmental phenomenon. You know, it wasn't like, I think it has never snowed in Spain, in my town. Until it actually snowed with Filomena. And it was so big that they had to stop like for a week everything. Like school.
I was going to brag about our 24-inch snowstorm, and that's nothing. That's like a dusting.
And that for a one-time snowfall for it to...
Whoa, 10 feet.
Yeah.
That's like the end of the world.
Talking how that shift in our climate and what can happen with like that enormous snowfall. While he was here, there was major flooding going on in Spain. And so the pictures of just the cars, just it looks like, you know, the mudslides that would happen in California, they can just take everything in, the floods in Spain. So, a lot going on in his hometown while he was here.
Let's talk about school for a minute. Asir Ribagorda, saying it right. Yep. What's different about the high schools here as opposed to the high schools in your hometown?
I feel like the biggest thing is when we started here the first week, we had like a normal week, like choosing the classes, which order you want them, you know, kind of organizing. When I got in Spain, in my last school, you didn't have a time to organize. So you got in there the first day, it was pretty much normal, like, you know, meeting people, meeting the teachers, the staff. But the second day you get there, they go like, okay, next week we have three exams. I'm not joking. Like, we'll get there and they'll be like, now we have three exams. We're going to finish this week. And if you don't come these days, be sure to make this homework. Like, they don't ask you. You just do it. That's the thing.
Well, that's something. The first day is, oh, it's a nice meet and greet. How are you? Meet cute and everything. Second day, all right, we got three exams. Where's that homework assignment? Wow, they start right in on you.
Well, that's not here.
That's in Spain.
He said they're so rigorous. It's just rigorous studies. And here it's lax. And, you know, he's even changed his wardrobe from what, you know, different laxed environment.
What kind of grades did you get there?
So in Spain, it was harder to get grades. I was around like a 7-8 because the thing is in Spain, we don't have from C to A. We have from 0 to 10.
Oh, okay. See, it's easier here because if you get a D on your report card, it's so easier to turn that into a B and nobody will know. See what I learned in school?
It's electronic now. They got smart now. Yeah, they can't change that.
Yeah, too many people have. Well, I got electronic. Well, no, I know. I don't think we did get electronic. It was a piece of.
It was a regular card.
And you had to return it every time. And the teacher would say, gee, I don't remember that B on there. Oh, okay. Hold on. We got to do some work here. Asiya Ribagorda is here, and his sponsor, Melissa Caprillion, is here. We're talking about the difference between your life here, and I can't believe you speak English so well. I mean, better than a lot of people who work here. That's excellent.
What?
I like that.
Oh, my gosh. We can see our breath is too cold. Let's go back inside. He's like, let me go outside to see if I can see my breath in the air.
My coat here, it weighs about 40 pounds. It's the first time I ever got a coat where I can really feel the warmth. Now, you went yesterday to the those nuts jumping into Lake Michigan,
yes,
right?
Yes, Splash and Dash, yes.
I couldn't remember. I called it the Polar Plunge. Splash and Dash, that's what it's called.
Splash and Dash. We got there just like a minute late. We were coming up and...
It started at 12 on the dot. It was over at 12:02.
That was it, I know. But Dimitri still went in and jumped in, got his video and everything.
He went in?
He went in.
Did you jump in the lake?
Oh, no. He stayed in bed.
Smart guy. Okay.
Yeah, he stayed in bed. He's like, these guys are nuts. Okay. Yeah,
my wife used to do that. She used to run in. When I first met her, I was the coat man. The towel bearer. And she used to run into the lake and run back. I wrapped her up quick and we got out. I said, what are you thinking?
I heard
this is how you get double pneumonia.
But I heard that's really good for you. I'm not going to go that route.
Well,
there's other things that are good for
you. It wasn't that cold yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I've been at those things where it's 10 degrees and they had an ice berm.
Yes.
They had to use dynamite to blow the ice berm up so people can get in and out. Because otherwise, they can't get out.
Yeah.
And then you got those people staying in the water for like a half hour because they got to, make sure all the people that came in are also leaving.
I made sure we were right next to the fire department. There was a crew there,
just in case,
right? Yeah. But after a while, they were watching some people staying in the water, and they said, hey, all right, time to get out. So they must have been kind of monitoring the time. I was like, no, not on our watch. Can't be out there that long.
Do you know when they do that, the triathlon? I don't do it anymore in Racine, but they used to do triathlons here. And, it was bicycling, it was running, and it was swimming. You know how they made sure all the people were out of the water? How they knew?
No.
If there were no bicycles left, everybody got out. If there was a bicycle left, they had to go search in the water for them.
Interesting.
It was the bicycle count. That's how they made sure.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
You know something interesting?
What?
The difference here is that in Spain, when I used to, get out, because in Spain, we use a lot of public transportation. So I just go to the school by my own. I would just take the bus at like 7 a.m. and go to the school. The interesting thing is that I usually don't get like coats. I would just get like shorts and a short sleeve. And in the morning, yeah, it was cold. Like I'm talking about December, like 20 December. It will be cold, but at the moment it hits like 10, 11 a.m., it goes so warm that you don't feel like it's winter. Like you can be with the shorts and the short sleeve. Completely calm, taking class.
Well, we had that 50-degree temperature 2 weeks ago. I said, oh, this is, I love this winter. And then, pew, right down to 16 degrees.
But when you have foreign exchange students staying with you, I'm saying, I want to see that really big snowfall. I want to take them sledding. I want them to experience Wisconsin the way that we remember.
You know what you do? Then you go up to Hurley and let them go up there, bring up to the top of the state. We don't want it down here.
We might just have to do that because I want them to experience that. It did snow the once, and I said, Ossie, did you see it? And he's like, I got 20 pictures already. So
he already had the big snow there of 100 inches or whatever it was.
It was, I remember, it was so funny because I know the story. So I live like really close to my town hall, like a minute away walking. So it was so funny because I was going to hang out with my friends at the town hall because it was like snowing and we're like, oh, let's do a snowball fight that we've never been able to. And it started snowing more and more. And the only thing I brought was like shorts and shorts. I didn't even bring gloves.
Didn't even think you have to bundle up when you wear snow when you see snow.
That's the thing. I lived like a minute away walking. When I realized that it was going to be like a big snow, it took me like, I'm not even joking, like 10 minutes walking to my house. It usually takes me one. And it was so bad. Like, do you know that level of cold when you get a hot shower and you feel like you're cold? That was how I was. Like, It was so
that
cold
can
that day.
That could be so unhealthy. But us around here, we feel that.
Do you have trouble doing the temperature? Now, you work with Celsius in Europe, and that's where they...
I just read the phone.
You can go back and forth between Fahrenheit and Celsius. You don't have a problem?
I just get the phone. I have been the phone.
You get the phone.
The phone tells us. We don't got to think too hard.
Yeah. Now, what about also in meters and feet and inches and miles and because kilometers and...
We've actually seen that in school. So if I remember correct, I think it was like 3.2, then 1.4, something like that for like passing.
You're looking at me, Asi. I would be using my phone.
It's so hard. I don't get it.
But even weight, you know, they have to watch their weight in wrestling.
Yeah.
So converting their weight.
Reminds me of my early 20s. I was in Israel. And I don't know how people pick up the language because I knew a little, but they speak so fast. And what'd you say? And I thought, they're going to be a breeze. I can speak this. I could speak it if you speak like this, I might be able to understand. But when you're speaking your regular speed and I'm a fast talker, I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah. But Asi does really good, doesn't he?
He does great.
Yeah. He's, you know, there's a lot that I wish that my son, my 11-year-old, would be able to pick up some of the language, but we're totally
Albondigas is meatballs. You got to albondigas. Am I saying that right? Albondigas, yeah. Right? Yeah, meatballs.
But fascinating, Don, which I told you, that was the one thing we're going to be making tonight for dinner. And it's
albondigas.
The word you know. So.
Now, I got to ask you, because I asked Dimitri the same question. The girls in school, that accent, they must love that accent. Do they flock to you with that accent? Because he has a French accent. You have more of a Spanish accent.
Yeah.
Do they flock to you and they say,
So, I don't really know about the accent because, if I'm honest, when I'm in school, I'm like on my own. I like focusing on my studies, on my exams, on my homework. I don't really like talking to people. I like talking to some people, but I'm not like a real social person in school. So, when I was introducing myself at the start of the year, no one like cared about the accent until I said like, "Oh, I'm from Spain," and then we were like, I love Spain.
He does get that. That
I
is
love Taco Bell. Oh, no. That's Mexican. That
the response.
That happened a lot. Like a lot of people Spain. Saying, like, which part of South America are you from? Like, I'm from Europe, you know?
Which part of what?
South America.
South America.
Yeah.
That shows you the mentality here.
The truth? But there's such a mystique, even if you look at us here. You can tell there's a mystique about him. And so I think that's pretty much the draw. I mean, he has this good balance between being introverted and extroverted. But I think the women, the young ladies are drawn to his mystique. And then when he talks and then you get the whole accent and, you know, the viewers don't get to see us here, but it's very European looking. I love looking at his fashion, the things that he buys when he's here. It's it is quite interesting. I'm like, what? My 11-year-old's quite fascinated too. The style and pants aren't tapered and fitted. They're very flary and fun, and that kind of matches your personality, Asir. You're flary and fun.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here. What a nice guy.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, what a nice guy. And you didn't know this, but actually we let him run something here a few minutes ago, and it worked perfect.
Oh,
nobody knew about it. Yeah,
nobody
let him
knew.
Hit some of the buttons here, because I wouldn't mind having a producer here doing this, and I'll sit in your position.
I was like, you better watch out, but it sounds like you're welcome to it. You
let
might just
come.
Be, come on over and do that. Stay here in America.
It's a pleasure having you here.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
And you're going back in June. You want to come back, though, eventually?
Why not?
Yeah?
You know?
Okay, yeah. To come back here, you could. What are the visas? How does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Visas, keep your passport current, and he always will have a place to come.
By the way, how are your grades? I didn't ask you that.
It's different. Like, I don't think my grades are bad. Like, for example, if we can test, I think, like, my lowest was, like, a 3.5 out of 4.
He's
and
doing
it was because
good.
Of the language.
Yeah, he's doing good.
I think the hardest thing for me is the homework. Because in homework in Spain, it was like, if classes were, like, 15 minutes, it will be 40 minutes of pages, like, reading, and then 10 minutes of, okay, do this homework. You don't finish it, you do it home. But here it's like, okay, we're going to do this for 4 days. I'm not used to that. I've never done that.
I was in the National Honor Society. Proof, you don't need to do homework. because I never did it. And my grades were so-so, and I still got into the National Honor Society. You enjoy the rest of your school year here.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure having you here.
I hope you have a great year.
Yeah. Pleasure having you here. Thank you very much, Asir. And thank you, Melissa, for bringing us here in today.
Thank you, Don. Happy
you have any
New
more?
Year.
There's two. You have any more at home?
No more foreign exchange students, foreign exchange students, but always lots of excitement.